You found a show that will explore how to experience a kingdom lifestyle that is both focused and balanced. Welcome to Live Exceptionally. In a world where we are constantly bombarded with demands on our time and attention, it can be difficult to find the space to truly live our best lives. But what if we could find a way to live exceptionally with a sense of purpose, freedom, and rest? Whether you're a busy professional, a stay-at-home parent, or anyone who wants to live a more focused and balanced life, this show is for you. Join us as we discover how to live exceptionally, finding freedom and rest along the way. Now, let's get into this week's episode of Live Exceptionally with Dr. Yvonne Thompson.
Welcome back to Live Exceptionally. I'm Dr. Yvonne, your host, founder of Elisi, and author of Can You Sleep Like This in the Rest of God and Reflections on Rest. Today, we have the final session of our series for Women's History Month. I'm so excited to have Shay Bynes. She's an author and a woman business owner and entrepreneur. She's the chief fire igniter for Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur and here to talk to us about her journey as a woman business owner and more specifically, digging into the principles of her book, Grace Over Grind. Let's listen in. I'll jump right in. Can you go ahead and just briefly share about your journey as a woman business owner?
Briefly share about my journey as a woman business owner. That's a big question to say briefly. Okay, so my business journey, business ownership journey started over 20 years ago now. I was a full-time employee working in a pretty male-dominated field in internet technology at IBM Corporation, but I had a side business. And then, now I've been doing Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur we're going to have 12 years awesome. This year. So that was a full-time journey that began after I left my corporate career. But throughout the whole time of, it's interesting when I think about even my background in business, how pretty much every place that I've been in business has been in a primarily male-dominated place from a corporate perspective, from a business perspective. Even now, operating in the kingdom with business, that integration of faith and business is still heavily male-dominated, but it's been so much fun. I mean, I love the way God's designed me. It's been a wonderful journey. I call it the wild and crazy and amazing adventure with God every step of the way. So.
Amen. That sounds awesome. I working in corporate America, working as a consultant in the Big Four public accounting. A lot of times I was on teams where there was either myself and maybe one other female, or I would lead teams that were all male. So I definitely can understand the interesting journey of those dynamics.
Yes. But I got to tell you, I have been, when I just sitting here and reflect on my journey, I have felt very well received by men almost in every space that I've been to, business or otherwise. And so I'm appreciative of the fact that that others can appreciate what a woman brings to the table, even if she's the only one there.
That's awesome. Now, I know with the focus of this session, even with you being a woman business owner, I wanted to pivot a bit more and talk about your book, Grace Over Grind.
Sure.
I relate it to its purpose, its mission, and its focus. Would you say, before you dive into that, even being a woman business owner, are there any things that align or correlate to your writing that book?
I really don't think so. I mean, my writing that book was just because God completely rearranged and changed my whole perspective on life and work and doing things from His rest and by His grace. And so, I don't know, I don't see a gender connection to it. I just see God invited me into an adventure with Him in life and work. I said yes, and years later, it ended up in a book.
Amen. I think that's great. I know even with the things that I write, whether it's devotionals or the book that I wrote, there isn't anything related to gender or diversity. It's straight kingdom principles.
Yeah.
That's applicable across the board, regardless of gender, regardless of ethnicity. It's yes. applicable as a divine principle for us as believers in general.
That's right. And when I remember when I started Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur almost 12 years ago, my co-founder is also a Black female. And I remember in those early years how we had to consistently reiterate that this is not a movement for Black women. This is a kingdom movement centered around Jesus. It is for everyone. The diversity in the kingdom is what we should see here. And I thank God. I mean, we had to keep saying that because it looked visibly, because we were two Black females, that was the case. But that was the assignment, wasn't just to women. The assignment wasn't just to African Americans. It wasn't just to Americans. It was just a kingdom movement. And so it's been wonderful that we have experience. It still skews more women than men, as many church-related things do, but it's been wonderful to see the beauty of God's design in the community. It's been really great.
I don't want to derail from the topic, but I just think what you said is so powerful, because I think sometimes when people see a woman leading an organization, or sometimes they see a woman of color leading an organization, there tends to be an association that's a woman's organization.
Correct.
That's a woman of color organization.
Yes.
And so then sometimes the people that are attracted or stay with that organization, you're like pigeonholed. How would you say that you are able to not be pigeonholed of it being specifically a woman's organization and yeah. attracting people outside of that, who the leaders were?
Yeah. I mean, there's some things that we could do with intentionality, and there's some things that, you know, God just does, right? And so the things that we did with intentionality is we were sure to actually say that this is a kingdom movement for everyone. So we never, usually people who are focused on a particular targeted demographic say so. And we weren't saying that. We were saying this is a kingdom movement, and that I would always celebrate how we were multi-generational, multi-ethnic, you know, all, you know, man and female. Like, I would say those things on a consistent basis. I would celebrate those things publicly, openly. But I can't control who shows up. Right. I believe that is just, I think that I actually carry diversity within me, like that multiplicity, multi-ethnicity. I mean, that's always been my life. I've always attracted a diverse set of people. So I think some of it is just in my DNA, you know, so I think that helped. But there were some specific things that we did. The other thing that we did with intentionality was we would pray for, like when we were praying concerning the movement, we would be calling in, like we'd be like, we would thank God in advance for the beauty of the diversity of those that came into our space that we could serve, you know, all centered around him and what he's looking to do in the marketplace. So we would pray with intentionality. I pray for diversity of team, right? Not just people who were showing up, but then when it was just the two of us and we were growing team, we were intentional around, okay, Lord, we just thank you that we'll have diversity within our team. We were just intentional about it. We were intentional about developing relationships and connecting, collaborating, all of those things. So there were the things that we could do, but you know, ultimately you can't control who goes, who stays, and you know, all of those things.
Right. No, so good. So talk a little bit about Grace Over Grind, the purpose, mission, and focus of that.
Yeah, sure. So this started with many, many years ago. I had this encounter with God as I was sitting in church, and I had just started Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur at this time. So this whole idea of doing business in partnership with God was still a relatively new thing for me. The fact that even God cared about, you know, the working with me in, you know, in business. And I was sitting in church and our pastor gave a message around Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Now, these are the scriptures commonly known when Jesus is talking about, come to me, all of those who are weary. He talks about, you know, how his yoke is easy and his burden is light. It's that group of scripture. But my pastor did it in the Message. He read it in the Message Bible that time. And it says, are you tired, worn out, burnt out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you will recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you will learn to live freely and lightly. And Yvonne, when I heard that, everything in me. It was like I was having a revelatory moment sitting there. And I was like, walk with me, work with me, keep company with me. All of those were hitting me, this with me, with me, with me. And I'm like, Lord, I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what that means exactly, but I know that you desire that there's this invitation here to do all things with you and to do this business thing with you at a whole nother level. And so I asked him to show me what that looked like. And that began the journey many years ago. And as I was walking it out and learning how to partner with God in a really practical way in business, I just started sharing it and sharing with those that I was mentoring or sharing with those on a podcast or whatever. And over time, it just became my life and began, you know, became a core part of the message and what we carry with Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur.
No, I think that's great. I think a lot of time, I love the book title for one,
Grace
Over Grind. I think particularly with women that there tends to be a grind that we're in. And it's not, I mean, it's across the board, just from a cultural perspective. We live in a performance culture where we are evaluated based on how much we produce. We're evaluated on our performance. And so that mindset, I think, also has infiltrated the church.
Yes.
You know, who are the ones that are, you know, coming out? Who are the ones, the givers, so to speak? It falls over in so many different ways. But when you say grace over grind, can you dig in a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So even Merriam-Webster Dictionary has a definition for grind now. It's like excessive hard work. I mean, that's the grind. When I think about, so if you kind of think about that scripturally, like it's doing things primarily in your own strength. Like you're just on, or you're on team too much. You're doing all the things, all the burdens on you. You're like, you're having to be performance and achievement driven, right? You have to do all the things. When you think about God's grace, which is such a divine enablement to be all that we're called to be, to do what we're called to do and experience way more than what we could ever do on our own. When we say, I'm going to do this thing with God, then we embrace things like supernatural productivity. Like I can actually access divine wisdom. I don't have to figure out if this burden isn't completely on me to figure out all the things and do all the things. I can still have priorities in my life and all these things can come in harmony, all the roles that I play in my life. I don't have to overburden myself and feel like I've got to do all the things and all the areas so that, you know, so that I could live life to the glory of God. No, I could do business with God, see the goodness of God expressed through me as I'm working with him. And that's how his glory inevitably gets revealed, because they see what more happened because of what he did with you and through you versus what you did, work into your knuckles, you know, trying to do all the things or work all the hours and make all the things happen. And so it really is an invitation to, I mean, really practically partner with God, to seek God's heart concerning what you're doing, you know, as a mom, as a wife, as a business owner. Grace Over Grind is talking business, but it's a life message. It really is. It really is. Yes, it changed everything for me. It really did.
No, I agree. It is a life message. I mean, my book, Can You Sleep Like This and the Rest of God, is based on the principle of rest.
Yes.
And the fact that even though it was a law, that law is a principle that God himself practiced.
Yes.
But it's a principle, even as you trace the principle of rest through to the New Testament, that it's something that when we follow, there's so many benefits and things of value that come from it.
That's right.
What do you think are the barriers that prevent people from fully embracing that principle of grace over grind?
Yeah, a lot of things. Financial anxiety is one of those things, or anxiety of all sorts, but from a business context, certainly financial anxiety. When you're feeling like it's all like I have to make all the things happen. I'm consumed by what's coming in, what's going out, beyond a healthy focus on numbers, but just like so worried. So you don't have that revelation of God as provision himself and that partnership with him. So you take on the responsibility of trying to do all the things. I find anxiety to be one of those, a major barrier. I think independence, like the pride and independence, is also another barrier. Some people, it's like for them, especially if you're trying to prove someone wrong, like you have some soul wounds from people telling you what you could and could not do. And now it's like, oh, I'm a show such and such, or I'm going to prove my haters wrong or whatever. Right. And you just have this independent spirit as opposed to an interdependence with God and others, not like depending on other people and not being super independent, but that interdependence that we have with God and with others. And so I think that pride and independence becomes a big one, and I tie them together because usually the independence, the desire for independence, it's probably a funny thing to say to American. We're like, oh, we're talking about independence, but that idea of I need to do all the things, and like if it's going to be, it is absolutely up to me to do all the mm-hmm. things. That'll put you in the grind. And then it'll be proud of it because you're feeling like that's how it's supposed to be. And so now I'm proud of myself for implementing that. But that's not the heart of God. That's not the way of the king. It's not the way of his kingdom. So I think those are the two biggest, but I could go down a laundry list of others.
Right. My focus with the principle of rest relates to the mental health mm-hmm. and how when we rest, whether it's physically, well, first physically, but yes. more importantly, spiritually, mm-hmm. that when we rest in God, that it facilitates the process for us to have wellness,
yes,
mentally, emotionally, spiritually.
Amen.
So with some of those reasons or barriers that you share around anxiety, financial anxiety, pride, being performance driven, how do you coach like your entrepreneurs within yeah. your business related to overcoming those barriers and obstacles?
Yeah. And so the starting point is one, introducing them to the idea, because many people didn't know, I didn't know, that God desires to walk with you in this way, to actually do business with you. You don't have to compartmentalize your life, where I have the spiritual life. So part of it is first getting that truth in someone, because not everyone believes that way or even thinks that God cares about this stuff or even mm-hmm. cares to even engage with you as it relates to business. So that's first, is introducing to this. This is the invitation before you, right? And this is the life in Christ, Christ in you. You can do this in business too. The next thing I do is just super practical stuff like, hey, we're going to do, let's do daily business meetings with God. Okay, well, what does that look like? You might do your daily devotional, or you have your favorite worship songs you sing, and you kind of have your thing. Well, let's do this for your business. What does it look like to have your to-do list, but just sit before God and say, here's what I was thinking, but what are your thoughts concerning this business? What's your heart concerning the people that I'm serving in this business? What's your priority? Like actually engaging God in questions. And the natural thing that people say after that is, well, how do you know that the things that when you ask God questions, how do you know he'll answer them? And how do you know that the answers that you got are his, right? That's right. Inevitably the next thing.
Yes.
So what I share with folks is this is all around cultivating intimacy with God. And you have you grow in confidence in your ability to discern and to know how God engages with you when you spend time with him. And so a lot of times you don't know 100% that thing was from God, which is why you don't go around saying, God said, God said, God said, but you actually by faith, take some steps based off of what you believe you're hearing or however you're receiving from God. You know, I say practice in the scriptures. I know for me, when I used to read the scripture many years ago, I was almost reading it for achievement. Like I didn't even really understand the words. I was just like, I wanted to get a chapter done a day. I want to read the Bible in a year. When I said, Holy Spirit, you're the one who illuminates truth for me. Like, so I want to engage with the living word as I read this word. And so talk to me about what I'm reading. I just started practicing engaging God in different ways. And as I engaged him in the scripture, as I engaged him in questions and asking him for his mind and heart concerning business and the things that I was doing just practically, and then by faith, it's the very nature of faith. You don't fully know, this is faith. You take steps in that direction. What would happen is I started to realize as I was growing and taking what felt kind of risky to take these steps as I was engaging in God and looking to kind of discern the direction and kind of what he's putting on my heart, I realized he is with me. Like the evidence came as I began to walk the journey out. So I start people out with just the basics, just those fundamentals, because it helps to really exercise the faith muscles. And I think that a lot of people, it's funny because a lot of times a business person will buy somebody else's blueprint or say, hey, this person, I'm going to go buy their framework or their blueprint because they had this breakthrough and now I'm going to go buy it. It may have absolutely nothing to do with what God wants you to do in your business, but you have faith because that person had that breakthrough, I'm going to go buy it. But then when you sit with God and God reveals things, it's like, I don't know. I'm not sure. And so we have all these doubts. So that's why we have to grow in intimacy with God, because heaven has the blueprints for us, for our lives, for business, and all of the things. And he's the source that leads us to the resources that help us to walk it out.
And certainly even in this time where the prophetic and the movement of the prophetic is almost facilitating a process where people want that drive-by word, drive-by prayer, you know? So the same way that we want our food quick with the microwave, with now pressure cookers and drive-by restaurants, the same way I think in the church, you know, we're looking for that prophetic word to tell us what we need to do and how we're supposed to live. And with the principle of rest, spiritual intimacy is tied to that. I love when you say involving God in our business, that we're partnering with God, with him, not just with business, but in every aspect of our life. Yeah. And I find it interesting that even for those who are believers that go to churches, that that core philosophy is not a part of many believers' life, of that part of partnering with him, involving him. Like, you know, who really takes their business plans? How many people take their business plans or their to-do lists? Yes. You know, our daily schedule, and like, Lord, what do you want me to do today? You know, how are you speaking to me? What do you want me to say? You know, I think that that's probably a reminder for myself of including him. Like, we can pray, have our devotional time, and, you know, seeking the Lord and be in the third heaven.
Yes.
But actually talking about the tactics or the intricacies of our daily life may sometimes be missing.
Yeah. I mean, and I just think about even in this other context, I said it's a life message, even like, so with my, with, as a mom, I have three kids. They're all extraordinarily different, like all of our kids are. And the way I parent one isn't the same way I can parent the other. So I have to get strategy from the Holy Spirit. Like, I can be in the middle of a situation, I'm thinking, okay, now, if it was the oldest one, I could do this, but I can't do that. Holy Spirit, help. And I'll engage with him right here, right now, to deal with the situation before me so that I can not act out of just a reaction or what might be most comfortable for me, because with the child who tends to be a little bit easier, this particular thing works. No, you designed this child a particular way. I don't want to crush it. I want to affirm it, but I want to strengthen it, but I've got to deal with it differently. How do I do that? And guess who helps? The one who knows all the things and the one who knows her. So just, it's super practical. And if we start to practice by engaging God in some ways that we haven't before, we begin to exercise that muscle and really grow in that friendship and that intimacy with God. And then when you think about the obedience factor, which is like, if you're sensing there's where God's leading, it's like, okay, well, I want to be faithful to the thing that I believe that he's doing, and trust that because he loves me, he will also correct me. So I don't have to do this in fear. I can do this in faith because the one who loves me, created me, and is delighted to walk this out with me, didn't go anywhere while we're walking it out. And he can convict you, course correct you. He could do whatever. So that's why it's about staying with, not saying, hey, let me go get the blueprint from God. And now I'm going to go grind it out. So I'll seek God, but now I'm going to go grind it out. So people were like, I'm a wick, I'm a pray, then I'm a grind. No, it's not that. It's actually walking this thing out and maintaining a sensitivity with God, who's with you all the time. That's actually how I define rest, like that active awareness of God's presence with you.
Amen. And even with that whole, when we spend time with him, the spiritual intimacy, that it actually saves us time, because when he's directing us, guiding us, course correcting us, it saves us significant time versus when we're just plowing the ground and forcing our way through and trying to, you know, just plow until something lands or works the way we want it.
Yes.
But when we take a step back, take time to be in his presence, hear what he wants to say, get that direction, get that guidance, then it inevitably saves time where we don't have to grind.
I'm telling you, supernatural productivity. And the thing is that when you begin to do that as just kind of a daily practice, eventually you begin to realize, oh, I'm with him all the time. So even in between my calls and between the meetings, right before I go in this meeting, while I'm in a meeting, you know, I'm having a conversation with you, But I'm also very much aware the Holy Spirit's right here with us. If he gives me something, I was like, oh, I should say that too. I'm going to say that too, right? So it becomes just your in him we live, in him we move, in him we have our very being. And it becomes that because you actually started to practice doing something different and engaging God.
Right. What would you like to share as your closing thoughts or prayer?
Yeah, I really want those watching and listening to recognize the beauty of the invitation that's before you, which is that no matter what role you're playing in life, if it's a business owner, it's a mom, it's a wife, it's an employee, it's an auntie, you know, whatever these various roles are that you have in your life, that God desires to be with you in it, that we can actually access the heart of the Father, the mind of Christ. Scripture tells us we have the mind of Christ. We can access the heart of the Father, the mind of Christ, the wisdom, the guidance, and the leading of the Holy Spirit with us in all the things. And I think that if we recognize that more and more, and we begin to just be aware of that and practice that in the small things, you'll really experience the beauty of life with God in a completely different way. So I'd say for about the last 12 years, I've called it the wild and crazy and amazing adventure with God, right? Because prior to that, trying to just figure out all the things, do all the things, try to follow all the right people, all that stuff, none of it pales. It pales in comparison with friendship with God, walk with God, the one who knows all the things, loves you, knows you're in from the beginning. There's nothing like it. And so I'm just hoping that those who are listening receive that and engage God in a way that you haven't before, because he's willing to do that with you.
Awesome. Can you say a prayer for us?
Sure. And I'll tell you what, I was praying when I just said that, and I'm going to pray again. Father, thank you so much for your goodness. We're so grateful. We're so thankful for just your faithfulness, your desire to just be with us and to do things with us and just be a part of every area and aspect of our lives. And so I thank you, Lord, that those you say that as we draw near to you, you're drawing near to us. And so my prayer is that as those who are listening and watching are drawing nearer to you, engaging you in new ways, inquiring in new ways, and walking that out, I thank you for just encountering them in just the perfect way, in just the perfect time that propels them into a whole nother way of kingdom living. So I'm grateful for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
That's all the time that we have for this week's episode. Tune in next week for another episode of Live Exceptionally. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share with others on YouTube or your preferred podcast platform. Stay connected with us at elisi.org. Have an exceptional week. God bless.
Thanks for joining us for Live Exceptionally with Dr. Yvonne Thompson. Each week, we'll explore the secrets to living a life that is both intentional and fulfilling. We'll talk to folks that will share about productivity, mindfulness, and self-care to learn practical tips and strategies for staying focused, managing our time, and finding balance within a kingdom mindset. We'll also hear from people who have made the choice to live exceptionally and learn from their experiences and insights. Connect with Dr. Yvonne by signing up at elisi.org. That's ELICI.org.